The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
Welcome to the Troy Murphy Show Extra Bit. The extra bits of the news that happen during the week that don't make the weekly show, as we file this extra bit under Sanity Has Prevailed. Great news, everybody. One of the stories we covered on the Troy Murphy Show this week, which we're doing an update right now on, is that we saw the publishers of Roald Dahl's children's books, Puffin, publish all of his works, removing language that they deemed, and I use inverted commas, offensive. This included descriptions of characters' physical appearances. The word fat had been cut from every new edition of relevant book, while the word ugly had also been culled. During the show, we said that this was criminal because you don't change an artist's work, not without their permission. It'd be like going up to a Da Vinci that you didn't like and thought, well, that painting's offensive, let's repaint it. You don't do that to art. You don't do it to a book. Books are art. Art of words, art of storytelling. Now, you know, a lot of people were outraged by this, including the Queen. Yes, the King's wife, Queen Camilla, she weighed in on this topic at a reception she was at, where she demanded that they do not put a curb on, and I quote, freedoms of expression, of which she was cheered by Britain's best-selling authors. Let's take a listen to that.
Please remain true to your calling, unimpeded by those who may wish to curb the freedom of your expression or impose limits on your imagination. Enough said.
Well said, Queen. Well said, Queen. I'm liking you even more now. This is going to put you up in the approval rankings for sure. Now, how have the publishers backtracked on this? Well, they've said that they will keep the author's classic texts in print, claiming that they had listened to the debate following criticism. Of course they listened, because they knew that this was going to affect their bottom line. But these unedited versions will still sit alongside the newly released Roald Dahl books, which have been rewritten and had words taken out of them to be politically correct. Well, actually, you know what? Not politically correct, to be woke. Woke is the next step up from politically correct. I like political correctness, but this was woke. This was a woke move of a woke movement, and it has been set back. But let's wait, watch, and see how long these rewritten versions will stay on the shelves. Because I betcha they will sit on the shelves gathering dust before they're removed and sent back. You may find the occasional person who buys it out of either curiosity or is high on the moral woke high horse, but your average parent with the average child reading the average book is going to buy the original version. I've said it before and I'll say it again here. It looks like the peak of woke has reached its limit, and we're starting to see the return back to some form of normality. TTMS Extra Bit rant over.
Never miss a show. Listen on demand. Click the Troy Murphy Show on the 2SSR.com.au homepage program guide.